Oh, yes.
You don't smell as well as good as he does.
Is that why you're late?
Yes, mate. Hugh Jackman!
Arthur, it's your job, mate.
No, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Well, what did you expect? What's that?
That's Wolverine.
That's not what that... What are you doing?
You have no idea. And he was so nice and he squeezed me. We embraced. We touched.
Did you sing The Greatest Showman to him?
I did tell him I love The Greatest Showman. And I told him he smelt nice. And because he got up and he wanted to hug me.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast.
No, Pete, let me do this, mate, because I'm in doing stuff with Hugh Jackman, mate. So, you know. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with extra legend Sam Thompson and Peter James Wicks.
You're still having to read it out of there. We are the same two people every week, and it's called the same fucking thing every week.
Okay, you take us away. We're a couple of legends. Pete's wearing pink, which is weird. I've never seen you in pink before. It doesn't look right.
Didn't know where to go with that.
No, genuinely, though, it doesn't look right. I don't like it.
I quite like it. It's a little pop of colour.
Pop of colour.
It is. It's a little bit of pink and a little pop of colour. So because we are now professional and we've got a new shoe down and all that sort of stuff, I've got to tell you, there's going to be explicit language. I'm drinking. He's a... If you don't like it,
but don't actually fuck off. We need every listen. We're also on YouTube. You can check that out every single Friday. We're going to be posting the whole podcast on there. All you got to do is type in Staying Relevant on the YouTubes.
And Staying Relevant Podcast.
Staying Relevant Podcast on the tube. And
it won't just be the episode. There's also some extra little bits and other things. So yeah. Not exactly the same. Some hidden gems.
Exclusive content like OnlyFans.
Yes, without the dick and tits.
I would do OnlyFans if I knew, right, that I could make a certain amount of money for the rest of my life on OnlyFans, I'd do it.
Well, you could.
No, but you couldn't, though, because once your balls start sagging and you just look a bit shit, then...
Well, that's why I haven't started, because they've already sagged.
Yeah.
So when they start, it would, from the beginning, it would be, God, he's got saggy balls. There'd be no... That would probably be my OnlyFans name, Saggy Balls Pete.
Saggy Balls Pete!
Yeah. What would yours be?
We could do it together.
Where's my cock Sam?
No, mine would be...
Button Mushroom?
No, it was a button mushroom.
Your cock, similar, just a tiny little bulbous.
No, mine would be like, if I would think of something, it would be like the sexy alligator. Something like, something out there where people go, fuck, that's different.
Why would it be the sexy alligator?
Scaly.
You should probably get some cream for that.
Armoured. Anyway. I have had chlamydia. Before. Yeah.
Haven't we all?
Not the hardest thing to get rid of.
No, amoxicillin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just get it in a batch, take it every Sunday.
Why does it say you've got an issue to raise?
Oh, that's coming later.
Why is that on the cards?
Because
who have you told to be like, I have an issue to raise?
Yeah, I have an issue to raise.
You've told the producer to put that on the card.
Actually, no, I didn't. Weirdly enough, our producer had come up with the same, basically realised the same thing that I had, and I already had it ready for later on.
So, what is it?
So basically, we're just kindred spirits in the same mind because we both have an issue with you.
Oh, so basically just a couple of snakes?
No, anyway, so...
Go. Let's crack on, Hugh Jackman, though.
Yeah, we're not talking about that then.
Okay, fine. All right, let's crack on.
We're done. We can't do that every week.
I know, but it's just so cool.
Okay, no, it is quite cool. I love Wolverine.
Yeah. So do
yeah.
I.
Yeah, love
do
Wolverine.
It? Shit!
And Prisoners was a really good film he did. Yeah. Really, really good film.
Also love Great that. Showman.
No, Jake Gyllenhaal.
You didn't like Greatest Showman?
It's not for me. It's not my sort
of Shut film. The front door.
It's not my sort of film.
Are you joking?
No.
Are you having a Barney? What? You having a Barney Rubble?
No.
No, is that not what it is? Flintstones.
Yeah, that's Trouble.
Oh, yeah. All right. Are you having a Barney?
No, having a Barney is when you're having an argument.
Oh, yeah.
If you're saying, like, if you're having a laugh, you're having a bubble.
I'll tell you what. I love this industry. I love celebrities.
Well, it's because you wouldn't have a job otherwise.
There's
nothing else you can do.
All I want is to be part of their world.
What would you do if you hadn't, if you weren't part of this industry? What do you think you could actually genuinely do?
Oh, mate, dude, I could sell.
Mate, you're
I'm
sick.
A salesman.
No, you're not. You're
right.
Thick as
How about
shit.
This? Well, answer.
There's no one home.
No, well, I'll go on to the next house then.
All right. Town's been evacuated. Not a good start for a salesman, is it?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't be salesing if the town would be... I'd be with the town evacuated.
Selling. You wouldn't be selling.
I wouldn't be salesing. All right, ready? Open the door.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
All right.
How are you today?
Fine.
I love your hair.
Do you want something?
Receding a little bit, but I love it. Can I come in?
No.
Why not?
Well, because you've just insulted me on my front door.
Don't be so aggressive. How about that, you silly prig? Now let me in.
Right, so as we've discussed, there's nothing else you could possibly do.
Where you? I just smashed that. No. I just absolutely turned the tables on you so hard just then. We're like with just wit and
do you know what? I was
wisdom.
Once told, Sank, when I was younger, which is don't argue with an idiot.
Was that your parole officer who said that? Who was that who gave you that advice?
There's absolutely no point. You literally have your own conversations. Your world is so different to what reality is.
What have you, Pete Wicks, done this week to stay relevant?
That's not what we're doing.
Oh, what are we doing?
We do it every week. It's just opening conversation.
Is this only the opening conversation?
Yeah.
What have I done? Oh, I've interviewed Paul Rudd.
Well, that would be... I don't know who that is.
Paul Rudd. Slap the bars. You look like you're from London.
Oh, right, yeah. So, hold on.
Oh, 60% of the time.
Right. Okay. I don't know if you know how this podcast works.
Wild Panther. Wait, was it not Wild Panther?
It's going to be a long day this
Sex one, Panther.
Okay, so I don't think you understand the premise of how this show works still. So the opening bit is we just do an opening conversation, just things you've done this week in your personal life, you know, what have you, like itched your beard, anything else happened this week, a little bit of flaking.
Yeah, I did have a bit of flake, got dry face.
I know, Zara said it the other day when I was at yours, she told you you've got to start moisturising.
I know, it's really bad.
No, anything that's not necessarily to do with staying relevant or the industry, presumably...
Oh, what have I just done this week?
You have a life outside of work. Well, no, there's no point now because you've just done everything else.
Well, I've booked my motorbike licence.
Right, there we go, so you have done something.
Yeah, okay. I booked my motorbike licence.
What, for a full motorbike?
A full motorbike, mate, a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to fail that.
Don't be a dick. No, I'm not.
I've seen you on your hairdryer.
My hairdryer, it's a moped, and it's a fucking cool moped. I'm going to pass that, and then we're going to ride. We're going to ride together.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. We're going, oh my God, we have fucking biker jackets. That would be sick.
We're not, I'm not riding.
And if you like pink, I'll go pink as well.
I'm not riding with you.
I love the way we're calling it riding with. I love that. We're just riding. Oh my God, do you know what? We're
gonna... I don't know what's happened to this.
Do you know what we're going to do?
It's making less sense than normal.
Do you know what we're going to do?
It's not having two conversations. We're not even on the same conversation.
Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to convoy.
I cannot. You'll crash.
We've ridden together before.
No, we haven't really.
Yes, we have, and I beat him in a race.
Oh, yes.
Had a triumph, and I had my moped. I dicked you.
I was on a Harley, and you were on a fucking 40cc moped. Yeah, you dicked on me.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, did I win?
No, Sam. You shook the whole way and then he crashed into other cars whilst filtering through traffic, all right? And I had to sit behind you, right, to tell you where we were going.
Oh, do you know what I did do this week that was fucking cool? Is I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy on the PlayStation. Mate, it is so good. It is so good. I'm in Slytherin. Oh, come on. Give me something back for that. I
can't even acknowledge that with a response.
Why?
I don't understand why you would play it or why anyone would want to. I mean, did you have fun?
Pete bought a PlayStation in lockdown once. Pete called me and went, he was in the height of lockdown when he was really lonely. And he went, Sam, I'm a bit lonely.
I didn't say that at all.
You did. Said, don't lie. It's a beat call. He goes, I'm a little bit lonely, mate. He goes,
If you're going to tell a story, you've got to get it right. I didn't say, I was fucking bored. I was just drunk. A PlayStation's not going to make me less
and
lonely.
He went, I'm looking at PlayStation. Should I get the PlayStation?
How would that make
4?
Me less lonely? It would make
PlayStation
me less
5.
At what point would I call and go, I'm really lonely. I want a PlayStation to keep me company?
You did say you were getting a PlayStation.
Yeah, because I was bored, not because I was lonely. What is it? It's not going to talk back to me, is it? How is that going to help me with loneliness?
That's a very good point.
Oh, well, I'm less lonely now because, I've been watching strippers on Grand Theft Auto.
Great pastime, pastime.
That's literally all I did. I literally went on there, I got one game, which was Grand Theft Auto, kicked the fuck out of everyone, and then went to the strip club and sat there and had a wank over an animated fucking bird dancing. That's what I did. And it cured the boredom a lot. But was I still lonely? Yes, because the PlayStation didn't talk to me.
Did you kick the fuck out of people? I can imagine you going in.
Oh, I was fucking going in. Nicking their money, just crashing in. People would annoy me because they make little noises and sounds, don't they? Run them over.
Do you know what I do? I try and stay within the rules. So I basically go, I stop at traffic lights and traffic and stuff.
No. And the other thing I used to like doing was just getting the army after me and taking them all on, thinking I was fucking John Rambo. I think at one point I was so drunk I sat there in a vest with like a red piece of, as if I was John Rambo running from the police and just smacking the fuck out of everyone.
You do love a vest. Pete loves a singlet. Singlet and a beer.
And a cowboy hat. And quite happily just sit and get drunk on my own. Well, this is the thing, and this is the funniest part of this whole thing, is that Sam has now got the access to an awful lot of great people, but yet in the group just wants me to try and message everyone about anyone that I know to come on, because Sam won't do it with all these wonderful people that would be great guests.
It's because I'm nervous.
So why didn't you ask Hugh Jackman to do it?
Because he wouldn't want to do it. Although, right.
Why didn't you ask Maya Gemma? Why didn't you ask Mo Gilligan?
Because me and Maya, we're not at that point yet. I still call her
Miss
Jam.
You're not at that point. You see her every fucking week.
She barely looks at me.
Oh, so what? Oh, this could be
no,
another.
Not like that.
This
no.
could be another exclusive for the Daily Mail. Maya Gemma hates Sam Thompson.
No, she's absolutely.
That is an exclusive. No, you heard it here, folks.
She's love.
Friction
folks.
In the Love Island camp.
She's absolutely.
Friction between co-hosts, Love Island camp. Maya Gemma rude to Sam Thompson.
No.
Sam
no.
Thompson slams no. co-host Maya Gemma.
It's always slams, isn't it? It's always slams. No, she is so...
She doesn't even look at me.
She is so lovely.
Right.
She is so lovely.
Oh, okay. The backtracking now.
No, she is. It's just that she's so busy with doing her stuff. And I don't want to.
Maya Gemma too busy to talk to Sam Thompson.
Why do you keep having to put emphasis on the fucking words?
Well, I'm just listen, it just sounds like she's upset you.
No, she hasn't. She's so
Maya,
great.
If you listen to this, which you don't, listen, she I think might. You should I think you should apologize to Sam.
No, don't do that. No, she's
you've
she
evidently
is,
hurt him.
No, don't, because you'll actually fucking be like, you're so weird.
You won't even
weird.
Look at him. What a bitch.
No, because she'll be like, you're so weird, Sam. And then I'll get fired because it won't be her.
Well, no, of course, well, they're going to have to fire someone because obviously there's friction in the camp.
No, there's no friction.
So, you know, no. I just don't think things are working out.
I would
what
like
we're the three musketeers, apart from, you know, two of you don't get on, they don't speak off camera. It's all very awkward. People are picking sides in the studio. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just terrible.
Mate, I would like to just say, disclaimer, none of that is true. She is the loveliest person and it's an honour to watch her work. Don't ruin this for me, Pete. Okay? Don't fucking ruin this for me.
The staying relevant thing for this week is something we both did for me, because I'm going to bring it up because it's an issue.
Oh, is this where we've got written down an issue?
This week, we promoted the podcast. We had to do a interview.
This has been worrying me all day, by the way, week.
For
because Pete, sorry, just to set this up, Pete said to me a week ago, I've got something, a bone to pick with you. I didn't know what it was. And now I'm finally finding it out.
So we had to do an interview for Heat magazine, dressed weirdly. And I don't really understand why, but I was dressed as an old lady. I still don't get why we were doing that. Roll necks, old lady, sharing a milkshake. Still don't know why. Genuinely don't get the reference. So it's from a film, I'm saying, I've got no idea. That's embarrassing. All right, it's embarrassing, but it's something that we do because you're promoting the podcast. Oh, look how fun they are. Nah. Load of shit, didn't want to do it. He loved it. The point I've got is that obviously with the interview, we then do the interview, you get kind of, we get approval over these pictures,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
we? Yeah. What we don't get approval on is the drop-in pictures they use.
What do you mean?
So sometimes they'll use other pictures, you know, when you go through the interview and, you know, they're best friends, and other pictures of us that have been taken from Instagram and whatever else. And this is an issue because it's happened before multiple times. And it really aggravates me that you do this. So for anyone that doesn't know, because a lot of you don't know, when Sam puts pictures of me on his Instagram, he edits them all.
Oh, no!
So only slightly, all right? But my hairline, my nose, arms, age, everything, to make me look horrendous. Now, the issue that I have is Heat magazine, who we agreed to do this photo shoot with, out of all the pictures... picked one that he'd edited.
Which one was it?
It's when I'm in my bayer, you've made my arm so skinny, it looks like it might snap. I've got a nose that looks like I could pick up litter from 3 miles away. And my hairline is so far back, right? But they don't realise, all right? So they don't realise that they've done this. They just think it's a nice picture, all right?
I know which one. This is the one in the pool, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, as if that's not bad enough, all right? Bad day for me, that. I look like Brian May's weird sister.
Who's Brian May? Who's Brian May?
How do you not know Brian May is? Fuck me. Anyway, so sharing a milkshake. Oh, it's all funny. Had so much fun. Then there's this.
Oh, no!
So Sam has picked my hair, made my nose so big, and my arm literally looks like it's going to snap. Now, this has already gone to fucking print. I get a message from my manager saying, oh, you know, this is an example of what's going out. So I respond to her, having seen this, and I'm going to tell you why this aggravates me.
Oh, this is
so bad. Firstly, we have to do things like that to stay relevant, and, you know, make a funny fucking thing, it'd be great. It'd be good. No, it's not. It's fucking ridiculous, but it promotes the podcast. So she sends me the kind of thing the night before. It's coming out tomorrow. So I reply back with, they've used a photo from Sans Insta that he's edited. Made my arm look skinny, my nose bigger, and my hairline pushed back. Sent her a picture. I put, they've not even referenced it. Why don't we get approval? She put, hold on. Did he edit the pic? I don't notice. And I said, are you joking? He does it all the time. No one notices he's done it because he just puts dinner last week with the big guy.
The key is to make the caption really aloof. So like, so it doesn't, so you're not like, oh, Pete's looking a bit grim.
So expecting my manager and then PR, right, to go, well, listen, you know, we'll say something. I'm actually dead in capital letters. Capital is sorry, but that's so funny. Nothing. So then I said, well, listen, it happens all the fucking time. All right, because it's happened before, isn't it? And I've got a picture of that. So again, because Sam just does these, all these on Instagram all the time, and people, you fucking idiots don't realize that you've done it, all right? Because it's so minor, so everyone just always goes to me, God, fucking hell, you look shit.
You get loads of comments in the Instagram comment section, you'll be like, fucking hell, Pete's aged a little bit.
So basically, any picture that you see of me on Sam's, he's done something to, he thinks it's fucking hilarious, and no one ever fucking notices, and I don't, and then I can't comment on it and go, mate, what have you fucking done to that? Because then it just makes me look, but...
Shiver me timbers, that has really tickled
listen,
my belly.
Listen, as if it wasn't a bad enough day anyway, when I'm being, I've got lipstick on, all right, and then that is, as if those pictures aren't bad enough, there's and then another picture where I look like I'm potentially on my deathbed.
We're getting a billboard as well.
and that picture, and that's going to be fucking... Well, actually, no, that's just weird for you. So, yeah, so as far as staying relevant goes, I'm just getting stitched up every
fucking
week.
Well, it's okay, though, because you are wearing a lovely shade of pink.
It is a really nice pink. You actually like it.
Right, yeah, I do actually like it. Yeah, you're moulding into the sofa, that's the only thing.
I didn't think that through, the pink. Yeah. The pink. Yeah, it just looked like a floating head now, don't I?
A floating widow's peak.
Yeah, so can you stop doing that?
No, I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, but it's just getting this, yeah, like... And the problem is I can't do it with you because you have a weird squinty eye in pictures anyway, you already look like your face has been edited. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I did it once and no one noticed that, and I made you look like Quasimodo when I did it. This week, we've made the press quite a bit.
Have we?
Well, for a number of different things. So the podcast made the press. Before, you used to have to do interviews and whatever else. Now, it turns out journalists are just watching our podcast.
And getting stories.
And taking stories. Been three this week.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, my favourite one is Sam Thompson claims Miles Teller didn't want to be interviewed by him. So they're not entirely sure that your story's true.
Well, I'd rather it wasn't fucking
true. So it's basically your word against Miles Teller's.
Should we get him on?
Because there's no reason... Well,
should
if
we nut him?
Well, I mean, what would you say to him if you saw him now?
I'd be like, look, Miles, let's take a seat here, mate. Let's talk this out.
Right.
Well, I'd be like, mate, don't look at someone's Instagram just before they fucking go in an interview. Do your due diligence beforehand.
Well, that's what you claim. I mean, did that happen?
Yes.
Well, so his agents looked at it. And why do you think that was? What do you think on your Instagram is what?
I don't know.
Not sure?
No.
Okay. So anyway, so that was one story taken from the podcast. Great. Yeah. So you made press there.
Bring it on.
You're making press quite a lot at the minute because you are very relevant, which is good.
It's all from this, though.
No, it's not. It's not. It's
hello, Suzanne.
The other... Who's Suzanne?
I don't know. I just thought of a name.
All right. Why you're so relevant is actually there's a big story in the Daily Mail about you and Zara.
Really? Oh, that's
big
never
story.
Good.
No, it's really good. And this is when you know you're relevant. Sam Thompson and Zara McDermott show off their new basement. That's the story. That's literally it. That's when you know you're relevant, when they've got nothing else to write, but they have to write something about you because you're relevant. It's literally
done. Have we fucking made it?
Well, you and Zara have.
Have we absolutely?
Because basically, you've got a basement. Fuck yeah.
Well, see you later. The pod's done.
Pretty much, I'm looking for a new co-host.
I think that actually, do you know what's quite an interesting thing I think to talk about? It's like behind the wall of press, right?
Because sloppy journalism.
Sloppy journalism. Because
Online's now are sloppy.
But we basically have, like, we have a bit of fun now, right? I'm never in the press, like, ever. No one gives a shit about me.
You are now.
everyone loves and has always loved Pete because he's throwing up in alleyways, he's stumbling into strip clubs,
but he's
cheating on his bird. He's like, Pete,
you never get found out for that. It's so annoying. It's always the ones that are doing the worst that never get fucking found out, and it really aggravates me.
Pete is the kind of guy, right, who is a journalist dream.
Yeah, it's not because people love me, it's because I just live normally and don't hide everything. And also because I'm out all the time. So that's why you never used to get press, because you didn't really do anything, ever. But now that you're relevant and you're in all these places and going to all these things, and obviously your bird is doing really well and really interesting, now you've got to the point where doing nothing is interesting. So you having a basement is fucking big news.
You know what I had once when me and Zara were going through our blip?
I'm going to be nice about that and just let you leave it at
blip. Thank you. I thought you were going to chime
in. No.
There was a photographer outside my gaff.
Yeah, I know. And he rang me.
And I used to walk round the corner and like on the phone, and it'd be like Sam Thompson, like smugly smiles. And it's like, Matt, I'm on the phone to my mum or something. Like, I've never really had that much press. I don't have that much of an axe to grind.
I don't think it's an axe to grind, because I think, like, and this
but they do it, don't they? They change shit all the time, yeah, and to suit a narrative.
It's clickbait. It's just sloppy. Journalism. But on the plus side of that, it's not really an extra grind either, because we sort of know it happened. Like, and this is what I said. I actually called Sam this week and said, we can say pretty much anything on the podcast and they might make a story. So watch out, because some of the things we say might be completely false. And then if you write about it, we're going to fucking call you out and say none of it happened.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Fuck you, press.
Because that's what they do. But which is fine, because we've put ourselves in a position where, unfortunately, do you know what I mean? Like, if you're sort of in the public eye, then you're fucking, it's not riot, but you're free for all, aren't you?
I love it. I was in Barbados last winter, and there was a pat there.
That's one of the poshest things.
And I was
sorry, that is so, I was in Barbados, you know, for Christmas holidays.
There was a time, right, where the pap, Alex, I don't really understand how they work. Pete actually knows a lot more about press and stuff than I do.
Do you know what? I can't do this anymore, because you are just point blank line. Sam knows exactly how it works and pretends he doesn't because he's so humbled and he's not really part of the industry. You know how it works.
But I've never had it with me, right? And so a guy, a photographer, basically took some photos and DM'd me, right? No, DM'd Zara, being like, "Hey, hey, look, this is how it works. Basically, I take photos of you, you get final approval, and then I send it off to the Daily Mail." Like, it's all very cloak and dagger. And actually, it's all, like, everybody, I didn't realise, and I genuinely didn't realise this, everybody who gets a pat photo of them has a deal with them in place.
No, that's not true. So there's two sides to it. Girls, generally, are really well known for this. So when you see all the nice pictures of girls being papped on nights out and, you know, seen it arriving at a restaurant, someone's called a pat so that they know they're there. When you get all them fucking grainy long distances, you don't know they're there. That's not a deal on. So sometimes you do just get papped. And a lot of time, for example, there's a place in Mayfair called Berkeley Square. And along Berkeley Square, you've got Annabelle's, you've got a number of different restaurants, and perhaps just wait there because you get different people going into these different restaurants, because it's like a haunt where people go. So sometimes there's just people there. But the majority of the time when you see people, they've set up pap shots. Or when you get people working out in the park with a full face of makeup, just happened to be a pap there. Just happened. It's all fucking set up. I don't think a lot of them get paid for it, though.
No, this is the thing. I don't think there's much money. But I'm trying to find this message from this guy. And I promise you, Pete, we did not. You know what we're like.
I know you didn't.
We didn't get in touch with any paps in Barbados or anything like that.
And you're in a place, but this is what I'm saying. You're in a place.
Yeah.
And you're posting your stories. And this is another thing, right? So a lot of the time you can, for example, when we go out, and I say this to you quite a lot, I never tag where I am.
That's a very good point. He doesn't.
I don't tag where I'm having a drink or where I'm going.
It's normally Amazonico, by the way, but
yeah. Oh yeah, but that's the place, what I'm saying. So that's on the square where you've got Annabelle's and you've got everyone ghosting places. So listen, it's my own fault if I'm getting fucking dug out there for fucking having a fag and being fucking talking to people, whatever else. It's because I'm in that area. But same as Barbados, that is an area where a lot of famous people go around winter. So there's obviously going to be paps here who have then seen you, and that's why they would have messaged you. So it's not that you called them. But that's why you don't tag things when you go. You've got it all in your story, then people know you're there. Point. And if there's a pap that's in Barbados at the time and then you're tagging on a beach, he's going to find out where that beach is and get pictures, because why the fuck wouldn't he?
So he then got in touch with Zara and DM'd her on the Instagram, right? And he basically just sets out what happens. He goes, what happens is I take photos of you, I then send them to you, you get full approval, and then like we split the money basically when he sells it on. Everyone wins then because they make money, they get the good photos out there and all that kind of stuff. The beauty of it is, he goes, I'm really trustworthy. Now, if a photographer has to go, I'm really trustworthy, you probably know they're not. But he goes, I'm really trustworthy. Just ask and then name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then name people in the industry that had prior worked with him before. And I know who you are.
And I'll be honest with you.
I know who you are.
This is another thing, right? I'm surprised you've just done that, all right? And I'll tell you why, right? Is because Sam, and listen, a lot of people do it, a lot of people.
You Sam, called her perhaps, and then you go, oh, I didn't know they were there.
But Sam sent it to me and went, you're going to love my last story, because he put it up. Oh, you know, I just didn't know this is how it works and all that crap. Listen, you do know, I'm not saying that you did that, but you know how it fucking works. You got to fucking drop that, right? However, what he'd done was he scrubbed out the names. And he went, great. You're going to love this. And I looked at it, I went, well, I can still read who that is. And he went, I know, I've done it on purpose. So he basically outed them anyway. So I'm surprised you've just said it, because he hasn't got the fucking bollocks to go, I know who you are, until then. So I'm quite proud of you.
Do you know what I did? I put one line through it so you can see the top and bottom.
But listen, a lot of people do that. And
if you're going to do it, own it, is what I say.
Yeah, that's exactly,
if you're going to do it, there's no problem with it. But if you're going to do it, don't pretend that you weren't aware it was happening.
And that generally, they're also the people that get most pissed off when they're pat doing something they shouldn't, because they're not ones they plan.
Yeah, that's really
so actually,
good point.
Well, it's just an invasion of my privacy. You don't mind if you're part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like it when you're not.
It's fascinating. I think something that really embodies the staying relevant element of our podcast.
What do they say? Any press is good press or something?
It's not.
Trust me, some of the shit though. Yeah. It's not.
It's new.
But yeah, this is a big moment. Anyway, we've got other stories to talk about rather than just you. But yeah, big moment for you, because you are that relevant now that your basement's interesting. So well done. Sidebar of shame. You gonna have a look, and do you wanna introduce anything?
Okay, cool.
Currently this looks like you're all the guest on my podcast.
Okay, yeah. So, S Club 7 announcement of reunion tour. I actually said that on my radio show, yeah. You can buy the tickets actually through what?
This isn't it's a sidebar of shame. This isn't what you can get tickets from. Well, staying relevant, isn't it? The whole point of Sidebar of Shame is staying relevant.
I see. So they're basically doing a one final throw of the dice.
Yeah, the money's dried up.
Is there anyone who's done slightly better than the rest who hasn't turned up?
This is another point that I was going to get to, is if you actually look at them, no, they're all back together. Yeah. And over the years, and so our producer doesn't know this either, so S Club 7, because they were massive, reached for the stars and all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, like one of them kind of bands that kind of dies a death, doesn't it? And then people go off and do things, and there's scandals involved here and there and different things. And then a couple of them need to make some money, so they go back on the PA circuit. Butlins, where two of S Club 7, so they call themselves S Club 2 or whatever, and it's the two that are probably doing the worst, then do a little tour. But now they've all came back 7, which is quite a big thing.
Yeah.
All 7 back together. But the main reason they're doing this is because the money's dried up, hasn't it?
Yeah.
They haven't really done, you know.
They've all
done different
things. But is there one that has done better than the rest?
Yeah,
Rachel Stevens is being mouthed to us right now.
Well, yeah, because she's not been involved in scandal. And is probably, I'd say, the most well-known.
So
individually.
Was she like, look, guys, I'm going to be honest with you, like, you're all great.
Well, it's a bit like if you think about Spice Girls when they were going to do it, and Victoria Beckham just went, no.
Yeah, she was like, I'm okay, thank you.
Nah, I'm all right,
much.
I'm good.
Yeah.
She don't need to do that.
We did a show with Mel C, Scary Spice.
We did, and she didn't talk to you.
No, she didn't. She didn't talk to me, spoke to Pete and didn't speak to me, and I was like, fuck,
she was really funny. Yeah, it was Keith Lemon and her, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was in between Pete and her. And she wouldn't speak to me. She spoke round me.
But yeah, so that's Sidebar of Shame.
Do you know her?
No.
Oh, that's annoying. Just.
Do I know who?
Mel C.
No, I've only met that time and another time.
That's it.
I don't know her. So yeah, so Sidebar of Shame. So things have dried up a little bit. I can't be.
Will you be going to watch S Club?
No.
No?
I mean, listen, they were quite iconic really back in the day.
Did you ever listen to them?
Yeah, well, listen, if you're fucking a wedding, Reach for the Stars always comes on.
Holy shit, Pete Wicks dancing to Reach for the Stars.
No, I don't dance. I'm just sort of...
Do it, ready?
Stands up.
And every mountain high and gone
reach
300...
for the stars.
And then tickle them.
Every mountain high and reach for the stars. The whole shooting.
And then your rainbow shining all over you. That's when your dreams will all come true.
Do that bit.
Reach.
But anyway, so yeah, it was good. So no, I won't be doing that. I'm going to ask you the next one. Okay. Austin Butler.
Great actor.
Yeah.
Played Shame. Elvis. Don't know why he'd be in the Sidebar of Shame. Sorry.
Austin Butler, great actor. Well, this is kind of, well, I mean, I've got why I think he's in Sidebar of Shame. The Voice.
Is he on The Voice?
No.
Oh, his voice. Because he's like, hey, pretty lady. Yeah, he's still, and actually, no, I remember this. He basically started talking about how he can't lose the voice.
Yeah, bollocks.
But he just loves it, doesn't he?
Well, okay, name me another Austin Butler film.
I can't.
Anyone? No. Name me an Austin Butler film. Anyone?
Oh, is there a film called Anyone?
No, Elvis.
Elvis?
Yeah, so other than Elvis, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just going to be Elvis now, because that's all anyone knows him for.
You'll see him in Vegas.
That's it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. No, that was a shit one. Thank you very much.
Wait, is that your one?
Yeah. Do yours.
Thank you very much.
No, that was shit. Thank you very much.
Okay. On the sound there, whose is better?
Thank you.
Elvis.
No, just for a second. Thank you very much.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
Wait, ready? Run that
mother hound dog. What did you just ask for?
Run that mother hound dog.
Are you asking for a hot dog?
No.
Do you know what? You're a little bit like Austin Butler, actually.
I'll take that any fucking day of the week.
What I mean by that, no, not in talent or skill or good looks or any of that crap. In just the, you do something that is good and then just hang on to it forever because you're worried that nothing else will happen.
I fucking enjoyed today. I really, really enjoyed it.
I can't wait to get out of here. I've not enjoyed today at all.
Why?
I just think it was a complete car crash. And I know I say that every week, but this week was really bad.
Well, let us know at home, because I think we've smashed it.
No, I think we've waffled our way through something that actually involved nothing of any interest at all.
Well, I don't know. I think
you were very underprepared. I think you were too excited about Hugh Jackman. I think it was a poor performance, actually.
No, don't say that.
I don't think it was a good week.
I think it was a great week.
No, I don't. I just don't feel it. I didn't feel it this week, Sam.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, but I think that's more to do with other things, because this was not good.
Maybe it was the pink. Maybe the pink's thrown you off.
Maybe it's not thrown me off. I was great. I just don't feel it this week. Don't feel like that was a good one. And the exciting thing for anyone listening is that you can fuck off now. Rate and review. Sam's going to think about this for the next week.
I just don't know why you say it, because now I'm sitting here going, well, now it's been shit.
Well, yeah. But you can leave it now. So you're done. This is going to bother him for a week.
Well, probably, yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, listen to us wherever you get your podcasts, and tell us that we were good. You know, I want reviews. I want people to tell us we're good, because I like a fluffer.
Yeah. Friday, YouTube, Staying Relevant Podcasts. Yeah, Monday, new episodes, rate, review. Yeah. Bye.
It's been fucking great. Hugh Jackman. I've got something that big just happened.
Go on then, stay relevant.
I'm a bit embarrassed because I don't want it to look like it's a big deal, but it's a...
Well, go on then.
My jammer just replied to my story.
Come
on, baby!
That's
yes!
So...
Yes!
The rift has healed. co-hosts have made up now.
Wow!
And what has she put?
I don't want to read it. I'm going to leave it for a little bit. I don't want to see him
too. Well, no, this is important.
No, I don't want to see him too. Like,
well, you've gone so red and fidgety.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Come on, tell us what she's
saying. Well, no, because I don't know, because I have to reply.
Listen, share it with your fans.
No, because then I have to reply. I need to take a minute over this.
No, because then you'll sound cooler, because you'll go, sorry, I couldn't reply. I was doing my podcast.
No, because that sounds like you're trying to be too cool. I think my maybe just emoji with the two hands up.
But I'll be honest with you, and I don't know if you've... Yeah, just do that. But see what she said, though.
I think she replied to the basement one of the cinema. I think she went, that looks really nice.
There you go, see? And this is what happens.
We've made friends! Weird, though? Is she going to be like, you're a fucking loser, don't actually, like...
But Sam, that's how you've made a career on being the fucking loser. Like, this is exactly what she wants, because then it would be great. You're getting hot.
Fucking hell, lads.
So as it turns out, I need a basement.
Yeah.
That's what I fucking need. That's what I've been missing is a fucking basement. By the way, Harry Styles, I'm going to put it out there. I think he's cool as fuck.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck.
I don't want to like him, and I just don't. I don't want to like him because I think, really, he's everything to me that I would just assume he's a bit of a knob. I just quite like him.
I'm a style bender. I'm a style bender.
I think you've just confused what people call you and put style in front of it.
Insanity Group.